Ulysses
Chang.
It's never the Ulysses Chang.
Robert E. Lee win, stuff like that. But the big difference is a lot of people are going to be moving up this way. We got to do a lot. Some of them think we're not Katrina Asians.
We're actual Asians
who want to get a job.
Oh, my gosh.
We want to work in this country and be a part of this country, jackass. What? We're the ones who built this country. We built the country.
Asians built the country.
You built the railroad.
Yeah, we did the railroad. Wrote a song about it.
You wrote a song about it.
I've been working on
it. I don't think you wrote that song.
Asians wrote that.
Interpreted, yeah. If you remember that one.
Okay.
Let's get some. Listen, Asians are coming. We're looking forward to it. More restaurants are going to be here. Soccer, we're bringing back soccer.
Soccer's not working. It's not working. I saw that yesterday. Asians in American history, you got to look at Charlie Chan.
You got to go Charlie Chan. You have to go.
I think, and a lot of you refute this, and you look at it as somewhat undignified and slap in the face, but Hop Singh.
Hop Singh was, it was a groundbreaker. He was a groundbreaker because he got to talk back to the roundabout. He says, shut up, horse! Shut up, horse! And Mr. Cartwright! So he was able to tap down and knock down.
So he was somewhat of a
he was a groundbreaker. But then we got slapped right in our face when they had that strangle sex guy, Carradine, play Kung Fu Guy.
That was like Chuck Connors playing Geronimo.
It's like, I don't even know anymore, but you know, you got Charlie Chan, Jackie Chan, and of course, Asia Carrera.
Asia Carrera's big. There are a lot of Asian women in porno. A lot of Asian boys, according to Roger.
Listen, but seriously, hey, listen, Tom Petty's coming to War Memorial.
No, he's not coming to War Memorial, he's coming to Verizon.
Yeah, you got that mixed up, I think.
We're thinking about opening up a walkway from the zoo to the War Memorial. Looking forward to ASU playing here in a couple of years. And during that time, it won't just be a football game. We're going to have like a carnival atmosphere there. We're going to have rides, petting zoo, you know, face paint.
So you're actually going to merge with the zoo.
We're going to merge with it.
The zoo, the animals will come into the stadium.
I'm trying to get a hold of some investors to buy it out. Buy out the zoo. Get rid of it. Because obviously, you got big old silverback gorillas that are turning on their own kids over there.
I saw that.
Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Turning them over, jackasses. And you got hawks that are leaving. Obviously, they're being mistreated over there. Get rid of everybody. I say, fire everybody, baby. Fire everybody.
Fire everybody at the zoo.
Fire everybody
what
at
do
the
you
zoo?
Do with the animals?
Let them loose. Let them loose. Anarchy everywhere. Cats and dogs living together, the whole thing. Lions and tigers and bears, get rid of them because it stinks over there. I don't even go over there and get blood. They save people's lives because it stinks. Sick and tired of it. Get rid of it.
What do you think about the bait bracket this year?
Obviously, Roger is a moron for putting it together. Nobody ever heard of any of the girls that are in.
Well, you know, you said, Danny Joe, that you thought Alice and Courtney was going to win the whole thing this year.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I thought she was going to win because Beth and Melinda over.
I guess
apparently not.
O-U-T over.
Well, apparently those callers haven't come to you.
But Courtney Allison, she's a pretty girl.
Allison Courtney.
Exactly, but in the phone book, it's Allison Courtney Allison. And that's when I look it up, it's Courtney Allison. But hats off to them. I'm sorry Don Terrell didn't make it. And Melinda, I love Melinda and think it's all great, but we need to get some new blood in there, i.e. Asian blood. What happened to Liz Massey?
She was in.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you put her up against, jackass?
Is she Asian?
Oh, slightly.
Slightly.
Like me.
Billy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How y'all doing this morning?
Say hi to Danny Joe.
Hey, Danny Joe.
Hey,
how
what's
you doing,
up,
man?
Jackass? What's up? Hey, thanks for letting me be on part of the show, though, too.
You want to vote, Billy?
Yeah. Mayo, Anderson, and Union.
All right. That one's getting close. First to 15 wins. Mayo's at 13. Clark's at 10.
All right, Tommy, what's up?
All right, bring it on. Let me get the vote.
Come on.
Lauren Clark, I'm Linda Mayo.
Mayo. Any girl that eats crawfish at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm telling you.
Wow, that's right, she got that going
vote
for
away.
Go ahead.
Anderson Keebler.
I gotta go Keebler. Look at the legs, my friend.
Yeah, you know what? That's not what you kiss, okay?
Hey,
Gabrielle Union. George, Mila Kunis or Union.
It's what George Clooney kisses. Man, I'm telling you.
Gabrielle Union or Mila Kunis, jackass.
Pasty white fella, gotta go for Union. Oh, God.
I'll tell you right now, it's the new sensation. It's like the peanut butter and chocolate getting together and making Reese's. That's what's going to happen.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Peanut butter and chocolate and making Reese's.
You're just a smash. It's a turn of the world. It's a turn of the world. Whole world's coming to a complete eat.
I would like to read your thought on how the world's going to turn out. That could be quite interesting. Bob, what's up?
Hopefully I end
butter
up
through.
On top.
We got Mayo.
That's it. Wow.
Mayo, Keebler, and Kunis.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You've done important work, Bob. You've just decided we've got...
Your championship is...
It's it. It's one from the old school. It's from the old school.
Let me hear it.
It's Beth Hunt versus Melinda Mayo.
Whoa!
They have fought before to the death, and they're back again.
They're like fifth-year
seniors.
Just when
you think Beth may be out of the picture, you know, moved out of the morning show to the 5 o'clock news, she says she can compete at any time.
See if you can get them, RJ.
Okay.
All right. See if you can get either
incredible.
One of
incredible. And while you're doing that, look up, my numbers, too.
Yeah. I like the number, Gabriel Union.
Yeah, could you get me that one, too?
Do you want to say congratulations to Lauren Clark for getting within a few votes of getting to the finals for a youngster, new girl at Channel 11. And Allison Courtney, who has become one of our favorites on the show, you just ran up against a buzzsaw.
So I think we've got Louisville and Kentucky here.
Yeah. You
that's
do.
A good one.
Yeah, I think
these girls have worked together for a long time. They're
I
opposites
think,
of the day now.
I think Mayo is Louisville because I think that she was.
No, you're right. Beth thinks she's a little bit better because she's at nights now.
Let
she's
the battle begin.
She's at 5 o'clock and Melinda, she'll do mornings.
Let the battle begin.
So it's Beth on. Would be the Kentucky.
And we'll do this Monday when we get back in the studio, so you'll have all week to break down your brackets. And there was one guy left on ESPN that's
now.
Got the Final Four. What's his name? Bill Plaske. You ever seen him on Around the Horn?
No.
He's the least looking sports
oh,
writer.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's got the Final Four. And he's in the upper 14% of the nation. Barack dropped off. He dropped off bad. I'm in the upper 97%.
Sports Center. Joe Adams has wrapped up his career at Arkansas, but still is grabbing national attention. The Sports Slam is brought to you by Chips Barbecue on West Markham. I'm having a taco salad today. What are you having? That's Chips Barbecue, 225-4346. Joe Adams has been named one of four finalists for the Johnny the Jet Rogers National College Return Specialist Award. Adams led all of college football with four punt returns for a touchdown. North Carolina's TJ Thorpe, Texas A&M's Dustin Harris, and LSU's Tyron Matthew were also named to the group of finalists. Arkansas State fans can expect a boost in ticket prices for the upcoming season. ArkansasBusiness.com is reporting that the price of a general admission ticket is going to cost about $75, which is third highest in the Sun Belt Conference. Season tickets are going to have an increase of about $10 to $20. The BCS committee is wrapping up meetings in Grapevine, Texas, in which they discuss further details of possibly having a four-team playoff. The committee is hoping to have a decision sometime this summer. I'm RJ Hawk, and you've been slammed to 103.7 The Buzz.
We're here at Chips Barbecue with barbecue expert Grant Lee Bowman. Now, Grant, white chips.
Because it's the best barbecue in the whole world.
At 9801 West Markham.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
We'll expect temperatures to reach the mid-80s the next couple of days in Arkansas. Today, partly cloudy skies, an afternoon high of 85. Overnight lows dropping down to about 60 degrees, so it stays mild even then. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 86. From the Channel 7 Futurecast Center, I'm meteorologist Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
I'm Christine. I'm here to give you a tip on how to eat if you have your jaw removed because of smoking, like I did. It takes a while to eat when you're using your feeding tube. So be prepared. Make sure you have a book with you. A good, long book.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Decades of dollars, Mega Millions, and Powerball from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Make it a part of your day. There's decades of dollars on Mondays and Thursdays, Mega Millions on Tuesdays and Fridays, and Powerball on Wednesdays and Saturdays. That's three great games with drawings 6 days a week, and you can play anytime. What are your lucky numbers? And now follow us on Facebook and Twitter. For more information on games or odds, visit any lottery retailer, myarkansaslottery.com, or call 501-683-2000. Call 1-800-522-4700 for problem gambling helpline.
Where can you test drive John Deere equipment head-to-head against the competition? It's got to be AgPro, your trusted dealer. On March 30th and 31st, come on down to AgPro's new Bryan location and help us celebrate our grand opening by taking their Drive Green Challenge. Located on Interstate 30 at Bryan, we've got something for everyone. We'll be there all day long, so stop by for compact tractor challenges, exciting free giveaways and refreshments, and great financing and grand opening specials on John Deere equipment. With seven locations across Arkansas, there's an AgPro near you. And remember, AgPro is strong on service.
Everyone knows that Justin Akre and Pat Bradley may not be the sharpest knives in the drawer, but they are the sharpest dressers in Little Rock, thanks to Greg and Josh from Evolve. And you can be a sharp dress too, as The Zone broadcasts live from Evolve this Friday to help celebrate the grand reopening event at their new location on Cantrell Road. City dignitaries will be there for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and both the Penguin and Seven Diamond Trunk shows will also be there. All that and giveaways and door prizes are happening this Friday at Evolve on The Zone.
Have you tried taking medication for your depression and not been satisfied with your improvement? If so, you may wish to consider participating in a clinical research study for people with depression who are not responding to treatment. Eligible candidates must be between the ages of 18 and 65 and must be able to participate in a study of an investigational medication for major depression. Qualified participants may receive study-related evaluations and medical care, research medication and laboratory work at no cost. To learn if you may be eligible to participate in this clinical study, please call 866-504-5777. Call 866-504-5777. That's 866-504-5777. Call today.
Rush Satellite. Call 225 Rush for the most in high def TV. Here's more of the show with no name on 1037 The Buzz.
The ball is tipped. There you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star.
They're back again. No, it's like Louisville and Kentucky. Just a hard job. And I said, from the get-go, name recognition, and here they are, at least in the local bracket. I thought we might hear from them, so you might want to call, who do they listen to, Alice? I don't know who they listen to. Beth could be changing a diaper, and how old are our kids now?
She got one, Cameron, and he's probably, I think,
8 or 9.
Oh, that old?
Six or seven.
Oh, is that right?
Six, I think, yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's old enough to have his own trampoline.
And Mayo's got her husband to take care of.
Yeah.
She's
changing
his diaper. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Tommy brought up during the break.
That dude can go now, let me tell you.
Oh, I know he can. That guy is.
He can drink, smoke, go.
Yeah. Well, to keep up with Mayo. But one of the high points of doing this thing was that we actually, it was Beth versus Melinda, I guess 4 years ago, live.
Down to the fire.
Good Morning Arkansas. And it went down as they were going off the air. Yeah. The last vote, I think that was your Beth won by one. Melinda came back, I think, the next year and won. I think Donna Terrell won last year, so you got the power conference back.
But they've both been on doing what they do longer than anybody else in the field.
And Lauren Clark, I know that somebody complained that RG didn't answer the phone. But they obviously did answer the phone. It was close. Lauren Clark, that's great, considering she hasn't been around that long.
And Channel 11 has won their share of...
between Don Scott and Ann Jansen, they've won that six times. Yeah. I think Lauren Clark, that's a very impressive deal to hang with Mayo that close for being a newbie for the moment.
And it's like anything else, when you see people, when you sit up here and you do the stupid Bay bracket and there's people trying to cure cancer and stuff, and these people are going, I tried to call it! I got to get in and vote for her! I'll never listen to you again, click! Like, oh, well, hey, man, it's just a stupid bay bracket.
Well, it may get nasty between, since, you know, Beth has gone to the 5 o'clock, and that Melinda is still in the mornings.
You hope it'll get
nasty. I actually know.
Well, listen, again, Beth, I mean, I think that was a key move for Beth calling Allison Bag of Bones.
Wow.
That's, in the morning,
so. I thought it was. I'd hate to think.
Warren, what's up?